Rosie on the House, Arizona homeowners tradition for 25 years, every Saturday morning, celebrating our 25th anniversary. This is our Silver Broadcast Special Edition. Thank you for tuning in. You know, that 52 shows a year for 25 years, how many shows is that?
A lot more than you think.
That's about 1,000 shows. And you know, I've only choked up. I never cried.
Never cried? Okay.
But I only choked up twice. And it's when all you kids called me on air one time. It was a Father's Day edition.
2,600 shows.
No.
52 times 25. 6,200.
That's impressive.
I'm 2,600, sorry. Dyslexia there.
Well, then I am braver than I thought. Because there's been a lot of times I've wanted to break down and cry with some of the questions people ask. Oh, no, I've got to answer this one again. But here, listen to this Father's Day edition. It goes back almost 15 years.
Hi, Dad. Just wanted to wish you a happy Father's Day. Do you remember that father-daughter song they played at my wedding? It read, let's see.
This is Rachel.
If there hadn't been you here for me, if there hadn't been you, where would I be? I've made it through times I never could have made it through if there hadn't been you. I love you, and I'll see you soon. I'm loving the San Diego weather, Dad. You took us on a lot of great road trips, but the Cajun Riviera is no match for the San Diego beaches. Tell you all about it when I get back. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dad. Happy Father's Day. You know how they always say anyone can be a dad, but take someone special to be a daddy? Well, you're my daddy. I love you, and you're also my best friend. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Just wanted to say, with all the memories, I always enjoyed the getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning for swim practice every morning. When I know you probably didn't want to, and it was hard for everybody. 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, you're always encouraging. I love you, Dad.
That's
if
my
there's
Katie.
One thing I can say about my dad, he's always been there for us, and he's always found awesome things for our family to do, taking us on vacations ever since I can remember. I love you, Dad. Happy Father's Day.
That boy. That's Carol Grace, the baby of the family. And that the other voice was William. And this, the other voice in there, and you were actually in studio that Saturday, so you pitched in live. But the other voice there is our my other son, William, Romy's younger brother, which we don't hear from very much. And then you heard from Kit Kat, Katie, and she has not been a particularly active participant in the show, but we have six kids. I'm very proud of every one of them, and when they surprised me with that Father's Day broadcast, I got choked up. The other time I got choked up, thank goodness there was somebody else in the studio. I can remember it like it was yesterday. We were doing a remote broadcast from North Phoenix Baptist Church on Central.
Gosh, I don't even remember. I wasn't there.
No, you weren't. This is a long time ago. And we were doing a campaign for 2 seconds is too long with the Phoenix Fire Department.
Oh.
And thank goodness their public information officer, who is now their captain, Bob Kahn, was in the studio with me. And he elected to bring parents who could testify the horror of losing their children in backyard swimming pools. And
this is a best of show. Why are we talking about this?
We had moms right there. Ooh. And at that time, Carol Grace was about the same age as the children they had lost in the pool. Mm-hmm. And I got so choked up, I couldn't carry on. Bob reached over, grabbed the microphone, and he carried the show for about 15 or 20 minutes while I got recomposed. Oh, man, that was tough. Listen, we've got a bunch of callers here. Let's jump on the line. We're kind of having fun just talking about old times and the history of the 25-year broadcast. But we are here for you, the Arizona homeowners. Romy, bring in Chris calling from Tubac and see how we can help Chris. Good morning, Chris. Must be a beautiful morning in Tubac.
Well, actually, I'm in Tucson. We're going to build a house in Tubac.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So we've got a 2-year plan, so we've got some planning to do, but we decided we want to do a basement. And we've got 40 acres and a big plateau in the middle of the property. So should I incorporate the roof of the basement into the slab of the home, or should I build the basement? I was also thinking about having the roof of the basement be like in the center of the courtyard, so it would do double purpose there. So what would your advice be?
So you'd have like clear...
I would advise you to sell that 40 acres to me. That would be my advice. And then I'll take care of the rest from there, Chris.
Boy. Chris, you know, 40 acres in two back, that's a blank slate. You can do anything you want. Sounds like you've thought a bit about this design. I couldn't encourage you enough to find an architect to help take you through all of the ideas that are rolling around in your head and have them coalesce it onto an actual sheet of paper where you can actually start visualizing. I'm going to tell you, Chris, you are going through the same thing I'm going through right now. I have not built, I've been a licensed contractor in Arizona for almost 35 years. The last new home I built my wife was in 1982. And I'm going through exactly the same thing. I know the house I want. My lot has to have the backyard facing north, front door facing south. It's going to have a full basement. The roof of the basement is going to be the floor of my house. That is going to have a geothermal heating and cooling system installed into it so that I don't have to power the air conditioner as hard as I have to. You don't have to worry about that so much in Tubac, but you can put a geothermal warming circulation system into the roof of the basement, which becomes your floor, becomes very comfortable, gives the inside of the house huge thermal stability. There's a million things we could do. I don't know what else to tell you to do other than just wait till my next trip to Tucson. Let's run out to Tubac. Let's look at the 40 acres, and let's just talk through your ideas and my ideas. It'll give you another flood of ideas. I'll give you, depending on what kind of style or theme you want the house to feel like. I know some great architects down there. I know some great architects up here. Maybe you could visit with a couple of them and go from there. And, boy, I tell you, Chris, you're not very far from what I think is probably one of the premier architects in all of Arizona, Benny Gonzalez. He's retired and lives in Patagonia. I don't know if he'd even come out of retirement and do a house for you, but I grew up in a Benny Gonzalez home, and I tell you what, they are special. With that said, a million ideas.
And you cannot budge on this. If you're spending all this time, you've got a plan, so you're bright. You're thinking ahead. You've got this incredible piece of property. You've got to put that in masonry.
Oh,
the only thing I would budge on, you could do like a one wall, maybe an entry wall and a rammed earth would be kind of cool. But you've got to discipline yourself, find a masonry contractor, make sure you do it right, and put that home in block. That's the only way to build.
Yeah, it is in Arizona. You know, why would you build a house that you'd have to be a slave to the maintenance for the rest of your life? And that's why I've got an itch to build a home. I'm in a home that's 60 years old. It was built by a mechanic, a car mechanic, Mr. Conway. He owned Conway Chevron at Scottsdale and Shea forever and down at Granite Reef and McDonald. And we live in his home. He built the house back in the early 60s. I am tired of fooling with old stuff. I want a new masonry home. It's going to have a metal roof. It's going to be Pella windows. It's going to be the highest efficiency air conditioning units you can buy. It's going to have a full basement, and it's going to have a library. And, I mean, it's going to have a big library. And then I can spend the rest of my golden years here reading and studying and doing all the things that I really want to do other than taking care of some old house.
Sick and stucco.
Got it. You didn't talk about your garage.
He backed away from me.
You know, it's because it's my garage. I'm saving all the ideas for me, and I'm going to be the only one with a key.
What do I get?
A sewing room.
Thanks.
Does Mom even sew anymore?
Yeah, she does. Now the grandchildren are around, and she wants a gift wrapping room, and you know,
creative memories.
She'll get everything she wants. Don't worry.
You're good to me.
Yeah. And the masonry world going on today at Superlight Lone Butte's location in Chandler is the Fastest Trowel competition. Now, this is something. Was your first remote at a Fastest Trowel, speaking back in time in history?
It was at Quality Block, and that has to be about 1990, 91.
Wow.
Somewhere's right. Well, maybe a little later now. It had to be about 93 or 94.
Well, the competition is still going on today, and it's something that the industry hosts every year as an opportunity to just kind of trade show the skill of a mason. Fastest trial is exactly that. How fast can you stack block? And there's certain you know, they have judges and they look for certain things, the amount of movement and the motion and the thickness of the mortar and the straightness of the block. And they have a certain amount that they have got to accomplish in a certain amount of time, so on and so forth. But that's going on today at Super Light again, the Lone Butte location. And Amerimix is also putting it on as well. That's the mortar. Some of the contestants, Sutter Masonry, they're the ones that stacked my Integra block when I built.
Yeah, you know, the first remote we did at that quality block, we had a celebrity fastest trial. And that was when we were simulcasting with Mark Salem, the auto mechanic, the expert in auto repair. And Mark, we put Mark up against a woman meteorologist from Channel 10. She won. but we found out later her dad was a Mason, and we did not know that in the beginning.
She was a sleeper. She
I never let Mark live that down.
So outstanding. That's a great showcase to see what the world of masonry is all about. And I tell you what, you go to that or you go to anything masonry, and you know that's the right way to do things.
You see Casa Grande ruins.
Mm-hmm.
You see Montezuma's castle. These things are approaching 1,000 years old in some cases, 600-700 years old. Find me an old miner's shack in the White Mountains or the Bradshaws made out of wood that's over 100 years old.
Doesn't exist.
Oh, masonry. The world of masonry powered right here at Rosie on the House.
We've got Tim in Tucson who wants to talk about landscaping. We've got Norma and Tubac, another Tubac caller, wants to talk about noisy plumbing pipes. We have an open line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we travel through the entire state of Arizona, taking care of Arizona homeowners, we're also traveling back in time today, recapping the 25 years of broadcast history of Rosie on the House, started by your main host right here, Rosie Romero.
On a dare.
On a dare.
Started on a dare.
Well, we dare you to call in and stomp you.
That's right. We used to do that.
But that wasn't very fun.
What do you call that? A double dirty down dare? From the little show Big with, what's his name?
I hear a microphone. Is someone in the studio coming on to help us?
Double dare?
Triple dog dare?
Triple dog dare.
That's Mike's input.
There you go.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Norma and Tim, y'all hang on.